وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human beings in the Quran. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at me and looks at you? Have you ever wondered? I mean, obviously you read the verses, you heard the verses, but I mean, have you given it a thought? Well, anyway, in the previous episodes, we were speaking about that and we will continue. So we were saying, I think the last thing we mentioned in the previous episode is that human beings have the ability to recognize things and to interact with things. They have this rational recognition, all right? So if this mechanism is developed properly, like the ability to recognize and be rational, it will help human beings to know themselves. If I and you put our full thinking capacity on, we will be able to understand ourselves, as well as many other aspects of this universe with which no direct contact through the senses is possible. Because in your brain, in your mind, you can go beyond senses. You can achieve things beyond senses. This is how most of the sciences that we have today are created, because people thought beyond their senses and they gave us most of the sciences and the technologies that we have today. So moreover, knowledge of supernatural phenomenons and ultimately a philosophical recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be attained through this mysterious talent of a human being, which is his ability to be critical thinker. I mean, no other creatures on the planet, or at least in the universe that we know of, to be quite fair, that has this ability to think and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through a philosophical approach or through the supernatural approach. Because we do understand that there are things more, supernatural events or phenomenons beyond our comprehension, or at least the comprehension of the senses. I mean, animals don't understand that. They don't know if there are ghosts or not. Not that I'm saying there are ghosts, which there isn't. But, you know what I'm trying to say. As to the desires which can govern human beings, they are under the influence of natural forces in the same way as other creatures are. The desire to eat, for example, to rest, to sleep, to establish relationships, to attract the opposite gender, or to attract them towards the material world. But there are other appeals that guide them in the direction of non-materialistic affairs, which lack weight and substance, in which are not measured by earthly instruments. So I can use these pleasures and desires that I have in a way where I can become really stuck to the ground because, you know, I'm made from it. And sometimes I could use them in a way where I fly to the heavens and reach the celestials and reach for the stars. That's an ability that no one other than human beings have. Now, you can tell just by trying to think over this, how special human beings are. So sometimes I think when we look at one another, we have to keep in mind that each human being is a wonder and a miracle of the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not just looking at a person and we just get stuck at the color or the how they look and the shape of their body. Let's look at who they are and give them the proper treatment as the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take a break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Now, one of the things that makes human beings human is knowledge and learning, okay? Now, human beings do not seek to acquire knowledge and learning just to conquer nature and to prosper in the material life. Obviously, we don't do that. Oh, yeah, well, half of it, most of it. Well, actually, some people actually do that. But let's just be fair. Rather, they possess an instinct for research, discovery, and obviously discovering the truth, seeking the truth, and knowledge in itself, an enjoyable goal for us. So sometimes just me wanting to learn and you wanting to learn is itself is it's a goal, right? Because I get pleasure from learning, and I'm sure you do too. So sometimes when I go listen to a lecturer, when I read a book, when I watch a clip, when I watch a TEDx, when I do all these things that have elements of knowledge, it actually gives me a sense of joy. So I'm not just learning them so I could learn how to hack a PC or how to create, I don't know, how to make a meal or how to fix a car, for example, through YouTube. But I'm saying sometimes we actually just for the sake of learning itself, it's a joyous act. It's a beautiful goal in itself. So although learning serves as a means to embetterment, to life embetterment, to make our lives better and the accomplishment of responsibilities, it is ideal and desired for itself. I hope that point is very clear. So for instance, should human beings perceive a secret beyond the galaxies and understand that even having knowledge about it does not affect themselves, they would still prefer to obtain information about it. Now, I mean, it really doesn't make a difference to us if there's like 1,000 light years from here, there's another planet. It's not going to make a difference to us because even if we know, we will never see them, they will never see us due to the distance between us. But, I mean, should we seek such information just for the information itself? Of course we do. And that's why we have NASA, we have all these organizations that are trying to go beyond billions of light years. Why? Because knowledge itself has beauty. You know what I mean? So we do that. So this shows that human beings intrinsically turn away from ignorance towards knowledge and learning, right? And these to constitute a spiritual dimension of the existence of a human being is the fact that we want to learn and seek knowledge. With ignorance, we turn away from it, right? So anything that collides with our knowledge and ability to learn, we try to refrain from it. So we're constantly seeking knowledge, even though sometimes we might seek knowledge that is not applicable in real life. But because it's knowledge, itself is a purpose, itself is an aim. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says, seek knowledge from cradle to the grave, because your brains have the capacity to handle so much information and so much joyous and beautiful information. So that makes a human being special and different from any other creatures which do not have this capacity and ability to seek knowledge and learn. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.